Muhammad does in every rakat, whether the salat is farad, wajib, sunnat or nafil. Furthermore, there are some elements of sajda which are wajib, farz and some are sunnat. If a person is excused from placing his forehead on the ground, he is sick or ill or had some injury on his forehead, he cannot bow down to the ground due to an injury or something of the like. However, he is capable of placing his nose. Then, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, it is wajib to place his nose on the ground and perform sajda. See how minor detail the Sharia has. He is not able to put his forehead on the ground because of some injury, but he can place his nose on the ground. So he is not excused. He cannot pull chair and sit down. Oh, I got injury. Let me pray on the chair. In that condition also, Sharia say, if you can place your nose on the ground, just place your nose. And that will be regarded as the sajda. Because you got injury on your forehead, so you are excused to put your forehead on the ground. But if you can place your nose, then do that much. And that will be Allah will accept. This is how the important sajda is. Furthermore, it is necessary to do sajda on the surface which can completely stabilize and settle. A complete sajda consists of placing the forehead along with the nose, the hand and the knees and toes. So there are seven bones. When we go into the sajda, our seven bones should touch the ground. That's why some of the brothers, when they make sajda, their toes are above the ground. So their sajda is incomplete. So we have to touch our two toes, two knees, two hands, nose and forehead. So this all posture should touch the ground. Some brothers, they're touching the ground while making sajda, just forehead. They don't touch the nose. So he's not touching the nose on the ground, his sajda is incomplete. This is general for everybody. So when we make sujood, make sure you touch these seven bones to the ground. Your toes, both toes, should touch the ground all the way. If your toes come up while you are making sajda, your sajda is incomplete. And your knees has to be touch the ground. And your two hands, palms, should touch the ground. Your forehead and your nose also should touch the ground. This is the way you can make a proper sajda. On the other hand, a person incapable of placing the forehead on the ground will be required to learn forward, to lean forward to his ability to perform sajda. If he cannot bow down, he has to make sajda with the gesture. Qaida, meaning the sitting position, tashahud at the end of the salat, whether it's 2 rakat or 4 rakat or 3 rakat or maghrib or witr. Qaida refers to the sitting position made after 2, 3 and 4 rakat of the salat. According to the well-known opinion of the Hanafi school of thought, the first qaida is wajib, and according to majority fuqaha, the final qaida is farad, whether the salat is farad, wajib or sunnat. It is compulsory to sit down for the amount of tashahud. It is compulsory. If a person is unable to rest, for example, person doesn't know attahiyat, he doesn't know durus sharif, what he should do? He still has to sit for the qaida and just make some tasbihat, whatever he knows, while he is learning tashahud, while he is learning durus sharif. But it does not mean I don't know tashahud, let me just don't do qaida akhira. Qaida akhira is compulsory. In any case, he has to sit down in that moment where he can complete the tashahud and durud Ibrahim. If a person is unable to rest his posture on the ground due to the pain or posterior or the thighs, however capable of resting the knees, such a person is permitted to perform a qaida while resting on the knees and keeping the posterior of the ground. He cannot bow down completely, he cannot sit down completely on the floor, and he can just touch his knees. So he must sit on the knees and make tashahud. That is also permitted in that condition. Similarly, if a person is unable to bend the feet, one is permitted to stretch the legs out in front or the side and perform the qaida. He cannot bend, he has some pain on his knees. So he must stand his leg in front. Sit down, make his leg in front or side, or make him crossing the leg, whatever condition he can sit, he is allowed to sit in that condition. If one is capable of sitting, one is capable of sitting on the ground in any position, that position should be adopted, and sitting on the chair should be avoided to best of the one ability. A qaida, nevertheless, a person who is there posterior on a chair will be considered to be in the qaida posture. A person who is sitting on the chair, that is the posture of the qaida. The legal ruling of offering salat on the chair. Now, in which condition we can allow to use the chair? The above primary discussion on the status of the each qiyam, ruku, sajda and qaida and the details that followed has to some extent demonstrated the ruling of performing salat on the chair. Below, the ruling of performing salat on a chair will be discussed specifically. It has come a custom and trend, rather a regular practice for many to perform salat while sitting on a chair as a result of insignificant and minor pain. Little bit pain, they just pull the chair. They are coming walking, they are driving, they are standing in the jobs all the time. But when you come to the salat, you just pull the chair and sit down. So can you just stand for the few minutes? So firstly, during the era of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the extremely ill and sick person would come for salat despite requiring support from two men, as I mentioned. Just days before the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, despite his health severely deteriorating, he made his way to perform salat in the congregation while taking support from two companions, Sahaba. And even in this state, he did not resort to sitting on a platform or the like. Rather, he sufficed to sitting on the ground. This is the point. He did not sit on the chair or any platform. He sat on the ground with the Sahaba in the congregation. Likewise, no one from the early scholars has recorded anyone performing salat on the raised platform with the legs hanging down like a chair. Even though there existed the same illness, pain and objects serving the same purpose of the chair. It does not mean that today's time the people are getting sick, they're having the knee problem, arthritis. No, in those days also, people used to get old, they used to have injury, they used to have all kind of sickness and disease. But it is not found in the history of Islam that they were sitting on the chair. Furthermore, the fuqaha jurists have extensively discussed the rulings and possible dispensations available for an excused individual. There are some excused individuals. However, they have never mentioned a chair-like scenario under any of this lengthy discussion. This is the clear evidence that performing salat on the chair is an innovation of later generation and contrary to the practice of the former. Secondly, while performing salat on the chair, none of the posture of the salat can be achieved in the like and the prescribed way. He cannot make standing qiyam, he cannot make ruku, he cannot make sujood. Therefore, performing salat on the chair in general circumstances is contrary to preferable and sunnah way of performing salat. That's why it is makruh, disliked. Thirdly, salat in reality is presenting oneself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are coming to perform salat, that, like as I said, we are sinner, coming to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, court of the all the Rabbul Alameen, the master of the, all the worlds. So when a person is guilty and is sinner, he come in front of the judge, or the governor, he just pull the chair and sit down. It is like no manner. He has to stand like a guilty person, like a sinner, and he has to admit that he did something wrong. That's why I came to your court to apologize, so you can forgive him. So we come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best position is to stand like a slave or sit down on the ground. If you pull the chair and sit like on the chair, it doesn't fill that purpose of humility. Thirdly, the salat is in reality is presenting the oneself. Number four, the permissibility of the performing salat on a chair is preconditioned to many requisites to which the The masses are unmindful and unaware of. In which condition it is allowed to perform the salat on the chair? Those who are excused fall under different categories, each for whom the procedure of salat varies. As performing salat restricts one to certain posture, many excused individuals do not meet the requirements to perform the salat on the chair with gesture. Hence, omitting vital postures and invalidating their salat. They think their salat is done, but in reality their salat is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the Sharia. Due to the above stated reasons and many other underlying factors, the use of chairs cannot be encouraged. In more simple words, it's used to contrary to the sunnat method and makruh dislike, and is most cases a cause for salat being rendered invalid altogether. Nonetheless, in dire circumstances, like some brothers are really sick, disabled, they cannot just sit down on the ground also. So in that dire circumstances only, when the sitting on the ground is not possible, not for everybody, but only in the dire condition, which is really, he's sick or unable to sit on the ground, or result in the unbearable pain, the use of a chair during the salat will be permissible. Though those postures like qiyam, ruku, sajda, which one is capable of performing, must be performed. If you can stand for a while, then sit down. When he's standing, he can make ruku, then sit down for the sajda. Likewise, whatever he can do, he should do it. Ruling of the person capable of qiyam. A person capable of standing, even though it may be means of support or only capable of standing for one rakat or only for the moment, like fi takbir ula, such a person is required to stand according to their ability in faras salah. It is impermissible for such a person to forego standing and resort to a chair which will render the salat invalid. He should not sit down from the beginning. He should stand up, takbir-e-tahrima, 1, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, as long as he can stand. Then he feels that he cannot stand anymore, then he can sit down. But the beginning he should be standing. A person capable of doing sajda on the ground must perform it while placing the forehead on the ground. It is permissible. It is impermissible to gesture sajda while sitting on the chair, whether the salat is farz, wajib or sunnat. If you can go to the ground while he's sitting, he should make sajda on the ground. Ruling of the person capable of qiyam. A person capable of qiyam and performing ruku while standing and also capable of performing sajda on the ground is required to perform these postures in their proper manner. It is impermissible to use a chair and gesture ruku and sajda, the one who is capable of the above three postures. However, unable to sit on the ground in any way due to the pain in the knees or the legs may use a chair when doing qaida while observing other three postures in their proper manner. As for a person incapable of performing sajda on the ground, though being capable of qiyam and ruku, it is impermissible according to the majority of the scholars for such a person to abandon qiyam by sitting on the ground or a chair and to gesture ruku. Nevertheless, one is permitted to gesture the sajda by leaning forehead as per one's capability. If such a person abandons qiyam, then according to majority of the scholars, the salat is considered invalid and must be repeated. This view is the strongest in light of evidence and carries more precaution. Now, another things, my brothers, I just want to explain. People who are sitting on the chair, when they go to the sajda, they prolong their hands. This is not necessary. You are not making sajda with your hands. Leave your hands on your thigh. You have to lean little bit further for the sajda compared to the ruku. And your hands should be remaining on your thighs, on your knees. You don't do like this. A lot of people doing like this sajda. That's wrong also. Okay. A person incapable of performing ruku while standing but capable of doing qiyam and sajda is not absolved from doing according to the majority of the fuqaha. I'm just going through fast. A person sitting on the chair is considered to have performed a valid qaida, not according to the sunnah method. Now, another thing, my brothers, the last point, my time is up. How to put your chair on the roll when you are performing the salah. So, majority of the scholars explain, while we are standing, we can stand, so that will be regarded, our heels should be in line. But when a person is sitting on the chair, for some reason, then he is not considering his leg or his heels on the line. He has to consider his head. His head should be in the lines. In this order, he must place his chair's back leg in the line with the brothers. Don't worry about his coming up forward and his hand while standing is going to stand in the middle. Doesn't matter. He has to regard his head should be with the brothers. So this is the ruling. So that's why you must put your chair in such a manner that your back leg should be on the line. It should not be behind the line, because then next the row behind it is uncomfortable for that person. And line cannot be straight strengthened. When you stand up, line should be strengthened. The surface is strengthened. The sunnah. So if you pull your leg, your chair behind, it cannot happen. So you have to put your chair in a way that your head is according to the head of the other person. May Allah give us practice upon it.